Dear readers, although we have not met, I feel as though we know each other. Writing, as people never seem to tire of saying, is a lonely occupation. In order to get on with it, one needs, for varying lengths of time, to disappear from view. This could be the famous room of one's own that Virginia Woolf stipulated as the space necessary for a woman to write. Or it could be a shed at the bottom of the garden, or a cottage in the country. It can sometimes be a very fortified space. Fortified, you might think, even against you, the reader. Phrases like writer's retreat or writer's colony sound as though they might actually refer to rather unsociable places. Paradoxically, the need for writers to be more and more in the public eye, through appearances at literary festivals, in bookshops, at public readings, and disporting themselves through the insatiable social media, has never been greater. The recluse, the writer who prefers, like Salinger, to hide away from his or her public, is not currently very popular. One of the questions I've been asked at those literary festivals I've just alluded to is, who are you writing for? It's a perfectly reasonable question to ask, and perhaps I should answer it simply, for you, my readers. There are, however, writers who have been known to answer this by saying, I write for myself. Is this an example of the arrogance or conceit of writers, lordly in their disregard for you, the reader? Or is it refreshingly honest? Writers who try too hard to please may end up not pleasing at all, and the cynical manipulation of readers' responses doesn't sound like a very respectful stance. The writer who writes for him or herself, on the other hand, is likely to write out of some sort of compulsion or instinct or passion that, if it is authentic and original, will offer something to the reader that no one else is offering. In an increasingly homogenized and uniform world, rare and distinctive voices are especially needful. Sometimes those voices may be complex, difficult, troubling. But who wants to read a bland book? Don't we go to certain writers precisely to be unsettled, shaken and stirred, made to think and feel more intensely? When Franz Kafka sat in his room in Prague in the long watches of the night, writing his unique and mysterious stories until dawn came up, wasn't he doing us an extraordinary favour, giving us something rich and strange? I have delayed saying how much I appreciate your spending time with my words from time to time, and I genuinely want you to enjoy them. As a writer, I've always valued clarity and lucidity. I don't want to be needlessly obscure. I have strong views about the world, about politics and society, but I don't want to ram them down your throat. I just want you to read, and even better, enjoy reading what I write. This is, literally, the best that I can do.